The scandal involving inflated circulation at two American newspapers has now entered the criminal realm. Today, federal agents arrested three former circulation officials for newspapers owned by the Tribune Company of Chicago. They were charged with a criminal conspiracy to deceive their bosses, outside auditors, and the advertisers who largely foot the newspaper's bills. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
The three men arrested today had been circulation officials for Newsday, based in Long Island, and Oi. Oi is the Tribune Company's Spanish-language daily, its effort to tap the Latino market in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. An affidavit filed by the U.S. Postal Investigative Service was unsealed today in federal court. It details the allegations against the three defendants. Between 2002 and 2004, they allegedly engineered a series of ruses to inflate circulation levels for the two newspapers. According to the affidavit, they relied on kickbacks and enlisted others to lie to auditors. The revelations started last year. Some people with ties to Newsday are shell-shocked by the scandal.
Newsday has been a wonderful paper for its entire existence.
David Laventhal is retired now from newspapering, but he was editor and publisher of Newsday until 1987. He says the scandal gravely damages the newspaper's financial base.
Where they make the money is on the advertising, and the advertisers make their decision based on the circulation.
But the Tribune Company can no longer vouch for its circulation figures for the past 5 years. Tribune has set aside $90 million to compensate advertisers for the inflated rates they were charged. Tribune Company executives declined to comment today. Newsday released a statement that said it had reached agreements with more than 30,000 advertisers for inflating their fees and was cooperating with the inquiry. Investigators say veteran Newsday circulation manager Edward Smith coached employees to deceive a visitor from the Audit Bureau of Circulation, an important industry monitor. Other people posed as bogus customers while the auditor watched them buy papers. Richard Zark, another defendant, was Oi's national circulation manager. He allegedly joined Smith in faking Oi's sales in New Jersey, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Robert Garcia was Oi's sales manager. He helped to hide kickbacks meant to induce distributors to lie about how many copies of the newspaper they sold each day, according to the government. In one example cited by federal investigators, Smith encouraged a distributor to create phony invoices. That distributor told Newsday it had sold more than 65,000 copies of the paper each day. Newsday told the Audit Bureau of Circulation that the distributor sold 30,000 copies each day. In fact, according to the affidavit, the distributor never sold more than 7,000 copies. Newspaper consultant Jeff Kohler compares the Newsday circulation fiasco to the corporate scandals at Enron and MCI. Kohler was a senior circulation official for the Chicago Tribune and the Philadelphia Inquirer. Kohler says the scandal may take a toll on Newsday's credibility as well as its finances.
Newsday, you know, is being vilified. You know, Newsday as a property is associated with something bad, something occurred there that should not have happened.
Newsday is a Pulitzer Prize-winning tabloid. It has staked out a position as a quality newspaper, even in the shadow of the New York Times. Until recently, it was one of the nation's 10 largest dailies. But last year, the Tribune Company acknowledged that circulation levels had been inflated by as much as 20% at Newsday and as much as 50% for daily sales of Oi. Jeff Kohler says that hard truth instantly redefined Newsday's business profile.
Circulation is the scorecard. It's the report card used by the advertising department. It's the scorecard relative to other competition in the market, whether it be print or otherwise. And circulation also gives you a measure of your relevance, your utility to the community you serve.
Last year's revelations at Newsday and Oi were accompanied by similar ones at the Dallas Morning News and the Chicago Sun-Times. Circulation levels have declined at newspapers across the country as younger readers turn to online news sources. Criminal charges involving other figures in the Newsday and Oi circulation scandals are expected. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.